Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the Ulama Profile with myself, Ubaidullah Boja. A short while ago, probably about a month or so, one of the great scholars of Mewat had passed away, who had done some sterling work in the different fields of the service of the Deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Sahib rahmatullahi alayh was doing some amazing work in the area of Mewat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken a lot of work from him, and there's so much to speak about and there's so much to discuss with regards to Hazrat Morana's life. I want to take you through so much that I've already seen with regards to Hazrat's life, but before we do that, let's welcome our guest Morana Mas'ud Saqari Mas'ud Sahib from Extension 13 Masjid, the Imam. He's currently in India. Qari sahab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Qari sahab, jazakallah for joining us. I know it's very, very late in India. It's probably about 12:30 or so, but jazakallah for staying awake and sharing some valuable information and inspiration with regards to Walid sahab rahmatullahi alayhi.
Not a problem. Jazakallah, Mawlana Sahib, and my respected listeners of the Radio Islam, I'm honored to win this Mubarak other night of the Jum'ah, and we are discussing about the regarding for my beloved father, Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Rahmatun Wasi'a.
Ameen.
Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus.
Ameen, ameen, inshaAllah. Al-Qari sahab, with regards to your father, Mufti Rashid sahab, rahmatullahi alayhi, maybe a little bit of brief family background for the listeners to understand who is Hazrat Mufti sahab.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. My beloved and respected listener of the Arabian Islam, the background of my beloved father, Hazrat Mufti Rashid Ahmad Sahab, rahmatullahi alayhi, rahmatun wasi'a, is the son of Hazrat Maulana Abdullah Muradir Islam Arif Billah, rahmatullahi alayhi. Actually, my grandfather, he was accepted Islam, and other grandfather, he had four sons. My grandfather's eldest one, Mufti Rashid Ahmad Sahab, rahmatullahi alayhi. And my three uncles, Hazrat Maulana Bashir Ahmad Sahab, Hazrat Maulana Nuruddin Sahab, and Hazrat Maulana Nawaz Sahab. And my two uncles, after my grandfather, Hazrat Maulana Bashir Ahmad Sahab, Hazrat Maulana Nuruddin Sahab, rahmatullahi alayhim, both of them is also was passed away before my grandfather. So, Hazrat Walid Sahab, rahmatullahi alayhim, he actually is the study in Jalalabad, under the our beloved Hazrat Masihul Ummat, Nabbar Allah Marqadahu. You see, Marana Abdul Sahib, actually, if we talk about grandfather, then I think maybe we need another program.
The whole hour. You were telling me, Kariza.
Yes, but very briefly, grandfather actually, when he was accepted Islam, I'm talking about the before the Dawat of Tabligh was begun, about 19-20 years ago, before the Dawat of Tabligh was started in our area in Mewat. He was accepted Islam, and then he was studying under the Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi in Markaz Nizamuddin, who was a elder brother of Maulana Sallallahu Alaihi. Then afterwards, he went to the Saharanpur on time of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Yahya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. And he was studying in Saharanpur. And Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Yahya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, because he was a brother of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, and he already know about my grandfather. He accepted Islam, and he don't have the parents. And so basically, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Yahya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he looked after him like his own son, and he was studying under the his supervising of the Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Yahya Sahib in Saharanpur. Then afterwards, Dada Janam Tulale went to Darul Deoband, and then he was studying under the the ulama kibar of Darul Deoband, and among them is Asatira, the same Asatira like my grandfather, like Maulana Sayyid Fakhruddin Sahib, Maulana Fakhrul Hasan Sahib, Allama Balli Rahmatullah Alayh, Qartir Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, and Hazmadin Rahmatullah Alayh, and very, very great ulama. It was when he was the Faris, he finished his study in Darul Deoband. On that time, Hazrat Allama Mushaf Kashmir Rahmatullah Alayh, he already left the Darul Uloom into the Dabel in Gujarat. So, grandfather, he was vision desire, he wanted to be study under the Hazrat Allama Mushaf Kashmir Rahmatullah Alayh. So, he was traveling from there and to the Gujarat in Dabel, and he studied under the Allama Mushaf Kashmir Rahmatullah Alayh, Dora Hadith Sharif. After that, he went to the travel to the Lahore. Ahmed Lahore, he was a very famous of the Mufassir of the Quran Kareem. So he was studying
the Quran Kareem.
Yes, yes. So after almost 20 years, he was studying, and then he's back into the Mewat. So, and then afterward he started the work of the, basically on that time, the whole our area in Mewat is ignorance and jahalat. There's no ulama on that time, a very few ulama in our area. And then basically the aqaid. He's the main topic, it was to be the teacher to the belief in aqaid, because the whole deen depends on the aqidah, you see. So he's 40 years continuously one of the masjid in our Gama village, is known as Malpuri, and he was staying there, and he was teaching the people. He have the majlis every day after Fajr, because he was he took the bath of Shah Abdul Qadir Raipur Rahmatullah Alayh. He was the ta'alluq of the Islahi with Shah Abdul Qadir Raipur Rahmatullah Alayh. And he was he went to the Taliban, met to the Taliban of Allah Marqadahu, and he's staying with the Majlis also. Because it's for the Tasawwuf, as Dada Jan Rahmatullah Alayh, the Miraj also was very like similar like the Tanvir of Allah Marfadahu. And to become the best too is very important. You must know about your Sheikh. Before you become the best, you must stay with him in the Majlis. If he have the Munasabat, and then you stay with him. So, first, Dazan Abdullah Ali went to the Tanabound, staying a few days, and then afterwards went to the Raipur. So basically, as a Shah Abdul Qadir Raipur Rahmatullah Alayh, and he was becomes a vet with the Hazrat, and time to time he is visit traveling to the Raipur, and from our area to the Raipur plus minus about more than 200 kilometers on that time. And Alhamdulillah, he is regularly visited to his Sheikh. So I think maybe his grandfather, because he is very, very among the great ulama, and the great work of the everybody, like it's aqaid and da'wat and tabligh and tasawwuf, and so many ulama, great ulama on that time, he was teaching. So I think maybe we can have this another program regarding the grandfather. So very briefly, so basically, Walid Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh is the first son, eldest son of my grandfather. And then he went to study. Firstly, he studied under the with his father, that is my grandfather. He teach him. So when he was about 15, 16 years old, and then grandfather already know about our Hazrat Masihul Ummat Nabar Allah Marqadahu, إذا one of the Khalifa of Thani bin Abdullah Marqadou, he has the madrasa in known in Jalalabad. So Dada Janam Tilale, the saint to my grandfather Mahum into Jalalabad, the main purpose is because the Dada Janam Tilale looking for actually for the tarbiyat, for islah, what the ta'aleem and tarbiyat. So because Nabban Allah Marqadou had Masul Ummat in Jalalabad, we have the both of them, alhamdulillah. One side studying in madrasa, and the other time to attend to the majlis of our Hazrat Rahmatullah alayh. So we are so fortunate, alhamdulillah, as myself also, I was 10 years when Hazrat was alive, the 10 years continued, alhamdulillah, I was studying. On the same time, I saw Hazrat Tariqa, Hazrat Tartir, how it was, mashallah, Hazrat giving the majlis. So that was the reason grandfather sent my grandfather to the Jalalabad. So on that time in Jalalabad, Wali Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was studying under the Hazrat Rahmatullah. Hazrat Wali Rahmatullah Ali himself was a teaching. And Hazrat Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Sayyid Sahib Nabarallahu Marqadahu from Lucknow, who son of the Hazrat Marana Fatah Muhammad Sahab, the great, great the alim. And had Mufti Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, the great ulama among the alim, among the ulama. Anyone had Mufti Sayyid Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, was the ustad of Hazrat, our Hazrat Masihul Ummat Nabar Allah Marqadahu. When Hazrat was small as the study, the beginning, so Hazrat fathers, especially it's called Hazrat Mufti Sayyid Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi to teach our Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi. When Hazrat Awala Nabarallah Marqadahu went to the Deoband, he became the Farid and established in the Taulim Jalalabad, and our Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi called his beloved Ustad again, Hazrat Mufti Sayyid Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. So Mufti Sahib Nabarallah Marqadahu was teaching the Bukhari Sharif in Jalalabad, and Hazrat had the so much respect also because Hazrat Mufti Sahib is Ustad. But I can mention is yeah, one of the very interesting the stories, Marana.
Please let us make mention of it.
Our listeners can be checked the benefit. Look at how Tawado, Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was teaching in Jalalabad, and even he is the Ustad of our Hazrat, but he took the bath. What our Hazrat means like is that the Ustaz becomes the Murid, what is a student. You won't found that this type of the incident, I don't think so. Very, maybe very few the cases we can find. But look at this here. Hazrat Mufti Sayyid Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he's the Ustaz of our Hazrat, but he took the bad and later on become the Khalifa of from the student
of Hazrat.
And our Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi becomes the student of our Hazrat Mufti Sayyid Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. And Hazrat Mufti Sayyid Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says regarding for our Hazrat, Hazrat Maulana Masihul Nasab jo hai wo Madar Zad Wali hai. Meaning when he was the Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so respect to that. So my grandfather, Alhamdulillah Alayh, when he was studying in Jalalabad, he's so fortunate. He not only studied under the Hazrat Mufti Sayyid Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh and our Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh. He even was a khadim khas, the khadim of Hazrat Mufti Sayyid Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. Even when Hazrat Mufti Sahib going to Zal Hadith to teach, Wali Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh has come to Mufti Sahib house, he takes Hazrat the kitab and holds his hand and he's bringing it. When he needs anything with the house, and my Wali Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he always be there. Even he buys for his grocery or he needs the wood or anything, Wali Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi always mention regarding for our Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, his ustad. One day, he's telling to us a lot of so waqat of his ustad. how is good ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa when Azam Mufti Sahib need anything, so while Sahib Ramtullah Ali go to our Hazrat Ramtullah Ali, Hazrat Mufti Sahib need some groceries or something. So one day, he mentioned that I came to our Hazrat Ramtullah Ali's Majlis Khanaz was checking. So I told Hazrat Mufti Sahib send me, he need something for house. And then, Hazrat Ramtullah Ali go down, two small the money package, one for the madrasa amanat, one for his own amanat. So on that zamana, that time was very very hard, the very difficult also, wasn't easy like nowadays. So Hazrat Ramtullah Ali bought packet, he left it up and make upside down, and he shake and say, look here, is unfortunate today, they don't have anything. What I want to say is, listen carefully, what Hazrat reply, what Hazrat say, what respect he has for his Ustaz. So Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Ali told my beloved father, what must you do? You can see that don't have nothing here. But do me a favor, you take me, mean Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah, you take me into the bazaar and the market, and he make announcement, if anybody wanted the Masihullah, if anybody want to buy the Masihullah, I'm ready for that. You can sell it for me, and then you get the money, and you just buy the what my Ustaz need. This is the akhlaq, is our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, and this was my grandfather mentioned, this was an incident. Not somebody else. One Sahib Ramtullah Ali, when he went to Hazrat, so Hazrat say, today they don't have nothing, but I'm ready for my Ustad to hear that you can take me and anybody can be his buy for me, and then you can just sell it and buy, get the money and buy the things of the Hazrat Mufti Sahib Ramtullah Ali. So, so many incidents, Marana, in this 1 hour is the program, you can't cover it for everything, but I just mentioned, okay, I just remember now another thing that one Sahib Ramtullah Ali also tell me, and not me, for many other ulama was Monday setting. When Hazrat Ummi Jan, meaning Hazrat Mufti Sayyid Sahib Ramtullah Ali's wife, she came in Jalalabad, so Hazrat Wala Ramtullah Ali invited, give the da'wat for her, and Hazrat Mufti Sahib Ramtullah Ali. Those days, they was using the horse and cart, you know, it's called Bailey. So Hazrat Mufti Sahib Ramtullah Ali was staying in the house. So Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Ali got that horse and cart that like things like tanga. And he came and Hazrat Ummi Jan sit inside like a hotel, you know, like farza. And then Hazrat Wala Nabbarallahu Marqatahu himself, he put that whole thing on his own shoulder to pull that this vehicle. The respect of that.
No.
Then Ummi Jan is she heard about it. Marana Masihullah Sahib is she was very very shame. She said that Hazrat, I won't be able to do it like this. If you are pulling me, that I'm not going at all. Please. So look at the respect of the Ummi Jan, because she was a wife of the Ustad Hazrat Mufti Sayyid Sahib Ramtullah Ali. So Hazrat Wali Sahib Ramtullah Ali was a student, not only student Hazrat Mufti Sahib Ramtullah Ali, even his khadim and khat of Hazrat. And Hazrat Mufti Sahib Ramtullah Ali is study under the Hazrat Marana Khalid Ahmad Sahib Sahanpuri, and his Ustad Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qayyum Sahib Burhanvi, and his Ustad Hazrat Marana Fazal Ganj Muradabadi, and his Ustad Hazrat Shah Abdul Aziz Sahib and Hazrat Shah Waliullah. So that's it. Very very close the chain and the sanad of Hazrat Mufti Sayyid Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Even Hazrat Mufti Sayyid Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, look at his how great his alim. When Hazrat Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali left Deoband, then that time Hazrat Thanvi Nabrallahu Marqadahu was a member of the Darul Deoband, and there was a worry that who can teach now Bukhari Sharif. So Hazrat Hazrat Taymin of Allah Marqadu say, in my knowledge, if anyone who is there to took this post and is set on this place to teach the Bukhari Sharif, in my knowledge, none other than Hazrat Mufti Sayyid Sahib Lakhnawi Rahmatullah. Imagine this. And then, one day, Hazrat Mufti Sahib, because also was staying in Talabon, he was teaching also under the Hazrat Taymin Rahmatullah. One Maslah came, one istifta came, to Hazrat Taymin Rahmatullah Marqadu. So Hazrat was looking from Juzia to write the answer, but he couldn't found it. So one day, just before the Asr Majlis, many ulama was in the Majlis. So Hazrat Taymin Rahmatullah Marqadu would say, so the ulama look at this, this is the Maslah came, and the very important Masala, and I'm just looking some Hawala, some Kitab, and can found some Juzia, and I write the answer, but I couldn't found it, but it's according to the usul. I'm just thinking that according to usul, I can, this is actually the applied answer. So all the ulama was sitting and keep quiet, no answer. And then at the end of the majlis, Hazrat Taymin Rahmatullah Marqadu told Hazrat Mufti Sayyid Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he was sitting also there. Mufti Sahib, do me favor, after Asr Namaz, let him, you can just go inside in the library in Kutub Khana, and that you just check, maybe inshallah can be founded, because I'm not satisfied until not found some jizya. So because Hazrat Taymin Rahmatullah Marqadu was muhakkik, and he wants to be put as some proof and reference from where it is right at the answer. And when after the Asr Namaz, Hazrat Mufti Sayyid Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi went to the Kutub Khana, he opened the first kitab, and exactly the found the same question, same answer. And he brought it to Hazrat.
Subhanallah.
He said, Hazrat, look here, I found it. So Hazrat Taymin Abdullah Marqadu told Hazrat Mufti Sahib, because you found this answer, that is, you must write it down, this answer of this masala, I must signature. So up till today, this masala. So what I'm just trying to say, that this is Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, so great, the alim. So Hazrat Wali Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, so fortunate he was a study under the Hazrat Mufti Sayyid Sahib Lakhnawi Rahmatullah. This is the reason last year the ulama Arab in Turkey, in Istanbul, they had the Khatma Bukhari Sharif Ijlas. When there was it, the found Hazrat Wali Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, his sanad is very, very high, sanad Ali, because Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, sanad is given to the Wali Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. This was the reason they invited Hazrat Wali Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi into the Istanbul. Yes, one of those.
Yes, Marana, we spoke so much about our elders and the pious and all of that, and we spoke about Hazrat Mufti Sahib and Hazrat Abajan Rahmatullah Alayhi, Muhammad Masyullah Rahmatullah Alayhi's ta'alluq. But what about your Abajan Rahmatullah Alayhi's ta'alluq with Muhammad Masyullah Rahmatullah Alayhi? Maybe we can tell the listeners how close the two of them were, Karisa?
Oh, okay. Yeah, you see, while Hazrat Wali Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was studying in Jalalabad, so, first of all, like I said, Dada Jan Rahmatullah Alayhi was looking some tarbiyat, was the ta'aleem and tarbiyat. So, that is the reason Dada Jan Rahmatullah Alayhi chose the madrasa of Mufti Ulum, because Hazrat Wala Nafarullah Marqadu was there. So, Walid Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi always he have the second majlis of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi. When he becomes a fariq, even while he studied, he wrote so many the malfuzat and so many majalis of our Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi. Even our Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi first kitab al-Shariat al-Tasawwuf, the Wali Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi wrote the beginning of the biography by halat of the our Hazrat Matiul Madnabur Allah Marqadu. When Hazrat Wali Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi became the Fariq and he took the bath of our Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi. And then afterwards, Wali Sahib went to the Deoband to study more further. The reason I'm coming back into the Jalalabad Bachchu question, because I think if I have to be covered with the study in Darul Uloom Deoband also, the 3 years after his firing on the Mufti Ulum, he went to the Deoband. The reason, because too many masail is that come to the grandfather is in Mewat. So, Tarzan Amtali need some of the Mufti who is a solid, and then he gives the fatawa. So a lot of the istiftas is coming. Even grandfather also was a Mufti, but he want to become the same to the Wali Sahib Amtali into the Deoband. So Wali Sahib Amtali went to in Darul Deoband. In the 80 Hijri. So, but Darul is have the condition. If any wanted to become the study in Darul Ifta, he must have to be a faragat. In other words, he must have to be farid from the Darul Deoband. Otherwise, they're not accepted from the any other madrasas. Because Wali Sahib Amtali already farig from Mufti alone, but the condition of the Darul Deoband is, so there's a reason that Wali Sahib Amtali is making the Dora again, Dora Hadith Sharif in Darul Deoband. When they, so before the, I start, so they must have to be go for the exam. They must have to be the, right there, the exam. To take the admission into the Dora Hadith Sharif. It came the Alhamdulillah, all the numbers is highest. Up till today, the numbers is there. I think maybe one or two, 95, but others 100. Because it's study under the Dora Hadith Sharif. Anyone they got the in'am also from the Darul Deoband right through till he was studied. Anyhow, he was the exception and he did it Dora Hadith Sharif again in Darul Deoband. Then after that, okay, I can mention the Dora Hadith Sharif is Asatiza, same Asatiza of the Asatiza or Hazrat Masihul Ummat Nawfalullah Mirqadahu. For example, Hazrat Marana Faqul al-Hansab and Hazrat Marana Fakhr Din Sahib, Allah Baliya Rahmatullah Alayhi, Fatim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. Even he is accepted some of the duros of the Ahad Madin Rahmatullah Alayhi. When he the finish of the Dora Hadith Sharif, then after that, he is carry on study of the Darul, the admission in the Iftar. So that time, Hazrat Mufti Mahdi Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, was a Sadr Mufti of Darul Deoband. So Alhamdulillah, Hazrat Wali Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi study, he make the Ifta Mashq is under the Hazrat Mufti Mahdi Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. It was 2 years. So 3 years continuously, Hazrat Wali Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was in Darul Deoband. Also, he was a Qadim Khas of Hazrat Mufti Mahdi Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. So after when he become the Fari is back into the Mewat, and Wali Sahib Rahmatullah was the teaching, and he teach up till the Hidayah and Jalani Sharif. What that is, a lot of some Masais actually that came. So he was busy to write the answers. On the same time, he got the Ta'alluq with Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, because all wives go to the, to Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh. He took the bet first of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh. Then, because Hazrat Wallahu Marqadahu is already know about the isti'adad and ta'alluq, and especially the zaq of the ulama akabirin Deoband. That is why it's actually main thing. The Wali Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's mizaj and the zaq of the our ulama Deoband. So, Hazrat Wallahu Marqadahu always when he's any masail come from anyway. So many masail came at that time from the Darul Deoband, some masail from Jamiatul Ulama, and the lengthy the question. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh always is wrote the letter and to Wali Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. And you know this is just when you receive this letter and you make an intizam of the madrasa, because Madrimamba Wali Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh is run the few madaris also. He was doing supervising and he was the principal of the madrasa where we study. Alhamdulillah, that madrasa was I studied with our grandfather. Later on becomes the Darloom. And myself, Qari Barakatullah Marhum, Wali Usman Sahib, we all of them was studying in the same madrasa. So anyhow, Hazrat Wali Sahib Ramtullah immediately after he received the letter and he's going to Jalalabad. And he's staying at the sometime 1 month, sometime 2 months, until what Hazrat was the need. So many the kitab, so many masail is came to Hazrat. So the Wali Sahib Ramtullah Alayh is right every day, and after Fajr he go to the Hazrat Ramtullah Alayh and he read to Hazrat the what he wrote yesterday, and then Hazrat lesson one by one. And if any way is Hazrat found the to change the ibarat, or he used the maybe some way that some harsh word, something like that, so Hazrat Wanamtala said, okay, we just change this word. So basically all the talifat or tasnifat of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat Wali Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat Mufti Nasir Ahmed Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, and Hazrat Mawlana Fazlur Rahman Sahib, these are basically the three ulama and two the asad of Al-Miftah Ulum, Hazrat Mufti Nasir Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, my ustad, and Hazrat Mawlana Fazlur Rahman Sahib, Mutazil Al-Ali, and Hazrat Wali Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. So all these three of them, the most of these are work of the our Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh. These are actually was writing. Even finally, our Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh is Sawanin, biography, Hayat al-Masihul Ummat. Many ulama or many of the muridin or khulafa of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, they ask the permission, they want to write the Hazrat biography, the Hayat al-Masihul Ummat, what's called the Sirah of our Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh. But the Hazrat Wala Ramtullah Alayh doesn't give the permission to anybody. Sorry. So then, all of them, they request to Wali Sahib. Because they know about it, the Wali Sahib very, very close to our Hazrat Ramtullah Alayh. Please, you must ask for the Sawani of Hazrat. So then, Wali Sahib Ramtullah Alayh wrote the letter regarding for ask the permission of the Sawani. So Hazrat Ramtullah Alayh gives the permission with the condition Hazrat wrote that the letter also printed into the our Hazrat Ramtullah Alayh's the Sawane. Hazrat wrote the ijazat with the condition ghulu se khulu ho, means don't make the ghulu, you know, nowadays because it's by peer sahab, so in so like that. So something you won't found it to me. So Wali Sahib Ramtullah Alayh said, hey Hazrat, you are still alive, inshallah it won't be found any ghulu. And how it was started, when Azwala Ramtullah Alayh gives the permission to Wali Sahib, okay, you can start it. Then every day, Wali Sahib Ramtullah Alayh writes the question, like question and answer. He wrote, for example, Hazrat, aap kahan paida hue, where you was born. So then, Hazrat Wala Ramtullah Alayh replied the answer. And there was, that time it was going this question and answer. The tape recorder was put it on the side. They recorded everything. All those cassettes with the question, Wali Sahib asking and answer, Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Alayh himself, his own awaz, his own the sound he was giving, reply and answer. So that way actually our Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh is the Sawane is known Hayat Masihul Ummat about almost. Very, very lengthy, about 728 pages. Adwan Sahib Ramtullah Alayh wrote that kitab, Hayat-e-Masihul Ummat. Why give me the name Hayat-e-Masihul Ummat? Because the work of the Sawane of Hazrat, he was already started when Hazrat Wala Ramtullah Alayh was a Hayat. But his printed kitab is afterwards. So I'm just very briefly saying that so many other work of the ilmi, Wali Sahib Ramtullah Alayh was right, and Hazrat Wala Ramtullah Alayh is a lesson. Hazrat God does so much the what's called atamad of the Wali Sahib Ramtullah Alayh.
Hazrat, one thing you have to do as the son of Wali Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, if you have that cassette, we have to convert it to CD, because it must be some ajeeb waqi'ah that is in those cassettes, you know, if we can listen directly from Walid Sahib and Abajan Rahmatullah Alayh, it will be a big hadiah and tuhfa for the ummah.
Inshallah, I'm actually busy with that. All these, alhamdulillah, I'm so fortunate. I got the those all the cassette. Even though the cassette which I'm talking, I took for about maybe 5 years ago from here. Those cassette is there in South Africa in my house. All those which one I'm just talking. But inshallah, when I come back, we are putting into the CD where we can just give it to the our listeners also. And besides that, now to come back, our Wali Sahib Ramtullah Ali, when Hazrat Wala Ramtullah Ali Hayat, about 40 years continuously, from the sons he was, I took the dakhla in Maktaulun Jalalabad, when he went to the Jalalabad, until Hazrat Wala Ramtullah Ali, about 40 years, the continuity is about the taluk for Hazrat Ramtullah Ali. And then, Adwali Sahib Rahmatullah Ali got the Khilafat of the, from the, our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali's Damat and the Bhanja. Hazrat Warana Mufti Wakil Ahmed Sahib, the, from the Lahore, who was a son of the Hazrat Mufti Jameel Ahmed Sahib, who was a Khalifa of Hazrat Thani Nabar Allah Marqadahu. So, then, Adwali Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, they already started his year, what's called, by the house, because of the grandfather, when he passed away, he left so much his dini work, like his khanqa, and masail, and majlis after fajr, all those responsibilities is came into the Wali Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So he was carry on, and he was basically, most of the time, he was writing so many, the kitab, so many rasail. But plus my, almost every maudu, every topic, that Wali Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he's wrote. He very advanced. When he's seen some halat is coming, and so many challenges. So before the time is come, he always read the one of the shir. He say that, chate part lo bara se pehle, Safine banara ko tufan se pehle. Like he said, you must put the roof of the house before the rain fall. And ship must be ready before the flood come. So not meantime. Because Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali always tell him, you mustn't have, you must have to be, look at his, what is the halat situation coming, you must have to be killing that. So this was our Wali Sahib Rahmatullah Ali's design. So they always he's writing. So far, at the moment I'm buzzing, I'm sitting on his library where I'm talking to all the listeners. So alhamdulillah, so far I found it 400 different topics, rasails, kitab, and he's alhamdulillah is wrote it. Some of them is already printed, alhamdulillah. Make dua. The others, inshallah, we are carry on the continuity that for the printing. And some of the rasails, when my beloved father was there in South Africa, alhamdulillah, majority of the ulama of the South African, my respected ulama is very, very well known, my beloved father, because one Sahib Rahmatullah Ali visited various places, all the places like Dalam Zakaria and have the Bayan also in Azadville. Anyone Wali Sahib Rahmatullah Ali gives the Bayan in Karguzari or the Shab Guzari also. When he, I remember when he was wasn't sick, in Masjid al Siddiq he was took the Shab Guzari at that time, he was given Bayan and I still got it. Those are cassettes. Anyone he gives the Karguzari Bayan in the Masjid al-Nur, the new Markaz. And Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Nana Bhai Rahmatullah Ali, he was a mutarjim. So inshallah, when I just come, then I can give it to you the questions. So and he was visited to the in Port Elizabeth, Durban, in Cape Town, the all the ulama, alhamdulillah, very well known, the Abba, because he got the ta'alluq with Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, this was the reason also. So, Wali Sahib Rahmatullah Ali wrote so many kitab. What then is another responsibility, lot of some masails is actually come around an idea in especially in Mewat. Alhamdulillah, now there's so many ulama, so many muftiyan izam in our area, but up till Hazrat Wali Sahib Rahmatullah was alive, that all the ulama is brought the, all the masail to the Wali Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. They wasn't satisfied until Wali Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he is not make the tasdeeq, and he not he put in his signature, and then Alhamdulillah the atamad of the among the ulama of not only in our Miwad, even I can say the broader in the ulama of the Hind, the Alhamdulillah. This why it is all the ulama of the Miwad, they given the title, they given the award of the our Mufti Wali Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, Mufti Azam of the Miwad. Because this khitab was given and written into the thing, and he's got it. And besides that, he is responsible at it also. Lot of some madaris and makatib. He was surpassed of the so many the makatib. And when he was get sick, then afterwards, let me come back that one last one is understand. So he is another responsibility also. He look after the madaris and makatib in our area. What that regarding the Khanqa of the actually the Khanqa was like I mentioned earlier on the Dadan Rahmatullah Alayh, that same silsila, same tartib. So every Sunday he have the special day for Salikin. Those are mutalliqin, muridin, lot of so ulama, lot of so a'imma, and lot of so school teachers, they have the ta'alluq with the Wali Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, become the ba'ath. So Wali Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh keep the one day for them, majlis khas, every Sunday in the morning, the 1 hour, and sometimes go to 1.5 hour or 2 hours, but it's from 9 to 10 in winter, and the summer, the 10 to 11, like that. So that majlis,
Hazrat Monsab, inshallah, we need to carry on. It's 10 o'clock. It's so much, Hazrat. Perhaps, inshallah, we'll carry on with the program next week, Karisa.
No problem.
Jazakallah. Respected listeners, there is so much to unpack in the life of Mufti Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh. We cannot do everything. It's 10 o'clock now. We've barely touched some of the content we wanted to. But inshallah, next week we try and carry on if time permits, if life permits. From myself, Ubaidullah Boja, Hamad behind the mics, Murana Muhammad Bam will be with you now, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.